Someone out there, someone is an awful lot richer today. Could be you. Could be someone listening in. Let me explain.
Let me explain with Sean Defoe, a News Talk original.
Hello and welcome to the Let Me Explain podcast. Don't forget to subscribe wherever it is you are listening. So today we're talking money bags, and there is a new someone out there in Ireland who is more money bags than almost anyone else in the country after a 250 million euro win overnight. Quarter of a billion euro, more than is spent in some country's entire running budget, has just been won by, we think, a single person. As of recording, at least, it is a single ticket. Now, that could be a syndicate ticket. We don't know. Some people like to see that. You'd like to see the money spread among a few people when it is that much. Other people, I suppose, would be hoping it's just them. And, of course, I had done the Euromillions the last three draws before I had done this one. So I am firmly ruling myself out. It was not me who won the Euromillions, very unfortunately. If I had, I don't think you'd be listening to this podcast, because I don't think I would be recording this podcast. I think I would be already on a one-way ticket to some sort of an island somewhere where I was going to buy a very large and very expensive property. But it kind of got me thinking a couple of things. One, our past Eurovision winners. Eurovision, Euromillions winners. Eurovision we're very good at. Euromillions, it turns out, we're very good at too. And we've had quite a few winners of that, at least according to Emma Monaghan. She was speaking to News Talk Breakfast. She's from the National Lottery.
Oh, absolutely. And what we're telling our potential, our winner this morning, is to just let the, if they have that winning ticket, let the news just settle with them, because it certainly is a life-changing prize. When it comes to giving financial advice, we don't do that ourselves. So we ensure that the winner, the ticket holder, seeks financial and legal advice themselves before coming to HQ to claim their check. So last night's winner is our 18th, which is fantastic to get. Now, we have been waiting a little while for this one. So our last Euromillions win was in February 2022. So that win was in County Tipperary, and the winner won 30 million euro. So
just 30 million. Right, okay.
Just 30 million, I know. But look, it's kind of been a long time coming, but I think it's safe to say it was worth the wait.
So that's interesting. They don't actually give you advice straight up, or at least the National Lottery don't do, but you would straight away have to get financial advice. And when it comes to the biggest, this is the biggest lotto win in the history of Ireland. We'll see if the person comes forward. I know if it was me, I would absolutely not be letting my name be known, because it would change your life. It's going to change your life anyway. You are going to be a new person after this. All of your relationships, for anyone who knows, are going to change. And do you really want the world looking in at you as you do that? Most people do stay anonymous. Some of them have been very, very high profile, though. And I think the one that would have come to mind for an awful lot of people this morning when they were thinking about it is the case of Dolores McNamara. She won 115 million euro on the 20th of July, I think it was, in 2005. And she's probably the only one we have a good insight of as to how they've gone and spent it. She was in the pub with the draw on the telly, and she had her ticket there when she actually won it. And there's a great photo of her surrounded by her mates in the pub with the winning ticket and pints galore. And apparently the champagne flowed pretty freely after that. We don't have a whole pile of information to what she spent her money on. We know that she bought quite a bit of property after finding out that she was a winner. She spent 1.7 million on her first, I suppose, major extravagance, you would call it, Loch Derg Hall, which is an enormous house set on 38 acres, about 30 minutes from where she lived, in or outside the village of Killaloe. And then also, as you would, bought houses for the six children and kind of got involved in a number of investments, some of which didn't go particularly well. But I suppose when you have 115 million, you can afford for one or two of them not to go particularly well. They've also spent more money over the years on property around Loch Derg and making that their own, making that hers for her family. But the flip side of it, the poison chalice, if you like, is Dolores had to invest in 24/7 security at their home. It was reported that her children had to have their own panic buttons. That was due to kidnap threats. So once your name is out there, you do kind of become a bit of a target. And it definitely does change your life. I would imagine it is hard to feel secure, even when you can spend all that money on security, when people know your address. They know where you bought. It was widely reported in the media. Journalists camped outside National Lotto HQ, and I'd imagine there may well be one or two who will do that this time around. So she was the biggest winner, or one of the biggest winners to date of the Euro Millions. There was, of course, a couple of years ago, I think it was 123 million that was won in Armagh, 127 million euro back in 2019. And that couple also let themselves be known. They were public about it and popped the champagne for everybody to see. But most people tend to go that little bit quieter. It should be said that actually, if we're looking biggest spends worldwide, the Euro Millions sort of pales in comparison to a lot of them. So if you look at the biggest lotto wins in history, they're almost all in the US. And that, of course, economies of scale, you have more people paying in, they can do more. The top jackpot amount, $2.04 billion, billion with a B, that was won in November 2022 in California. You had another one then a couple of years earlier, 2023, or years more recently rather, 2023, $1.765 billion. But there's a bit of a, not a swizz. A swizz would be going too far because it's still an awful big amount of money. But there is a different way that the Americans do it. You get your lotto win tax-free here, whereas there, if you win the Powerball, which is what most of these people win when it gets into the absolute mega bucks, you have two options. You can either take the money in an annuity, so over a number of years, and that's when you get the 2.04 billion. You get a payout at the start of 1.5, and then you get another payout every single year for the next 30 years until it reaches that actual amount. So if you win, you know, 100 million, say, not a small number, you might get 1.5 million in the first year. You get a little bit more the next year, a little bit more the next year, accounting for inflation. That's possibly the sensible way to do it. You've just made yourself a salary for life. The other way is to take the lump sum. But in the States, when they take the lump sum, it is less, considerably less than what they won. So this guy who won the 2.04 billion, he decided to take it in a lump sum. And that meant that he got $997 million. He then had to pay taxes on it. So he actually only came away, I say only, with $628.5 million after all of that from a jackpot with the headline of $2.04 billion. And this is actually a fascinating story. So the guy who won this was called Edwin Castro. He was a mechanic in California and he won it. But there was a bit of controversy around the whole thing. So he won this jackpot, he went and claimed it, and it was awarded to him, and that was all fine. And then another man came out, a guy by the name of Jose Riviera, and he claims that he bought the ticket, but his landlord stole it from him. His landlord is a friend of Edwin Castro's, and he thinks that he gave it to Edwin Castro to claim the amount and they're splitting it. And it was all a scam to do him out of his lotto win. Now, both of those men deny it. Edwin Castro said he'd never even met this guy who was renting the house and he hadn't been in the home or anything like that. And it's all absolute nonsense. But it has been taken to court and they've made various attempts to discredit the renter, Jose Riviera, questioning his mental sanity, having reports done into him, psychiatric reports, in order to get the case thrown out. It is still ongoing and it is still being fought. And I suppose when it comes to $620 million, you might well take that case if you thought you had been done out of it. Of course, the other side is maybe he's just chancing his arm and hoping he can get something from it. Mr. Castro has spent an awful lot of his money so far. He bought a $3.8 million luxury home to have in Malibu near the beach as his sort of getaway pad, and spent in the region of $25 million buying a property in California instead to act as his his main home, his home house, if you like, and another 4 million on his home in Altadena for the rest of his family. So he spent quite a lot of it also as a mechanic. You can be pretty confident that he has he's spent an awful lot of it on cars, restoring and collecting vintage Porsches in particular. Second biggest winner, a guy named Theo Struck. Now, he won the $1.765 billion jackpot in October 2023. He got 774 million before taxes, so a good bit less, probably around the 500 million final figure. He was a 65-year-old, and he had actually just refinanced his home to the tune of $93,000. So the first thing he did, he paid that off. He paid off the mortgage entirely. Kept it pretty quiet. He sort of suggested that he was part of a syndicate, but they don't actually require you to name the entire syndicate, though. That has stayed behind the scenes. But I know the question is, right, whoever has won this $250 million, what are they going to do with it? What could you do with it? Now, I know Shane Beattie on News Talk Breakfast has been talking about 700 bike sheds in the Oireachtas or something like that. But I had ChatGPT make a financial plan for me. Make a financial plan for the 250 million that I had bought. What could I get for my money? Its suggestions start with real estate. I mean, why not? Why own a house when you can own the GDP of several countries in marble? It said 150 million, buy your own private island in the Seychelles with a runway, an 8-bed mansion, a spa and a coconut concierge service. Now, that doesn't sound too bad, does it? 25 million, buy a castle in Scotland, fully restored, with a whiskey tasting dungeon. That sounds pretty nice. Another 15 million for a currently listed Beverly Hills compound with an underground car vault, 12 car rotating garage and a shark tank pool. Very James Bond. I could see myself going James Bond villain-esque if I had that kind of money. And then just to top off your real estate investments, put 5 million into luxury apartments in Tokyo, New York, Dubai and Sydney. Airbnb empire unlocked. And after all of that, you'd still have 105 million euro left. So why not, ChatGPT says, spend it on a 65 million euro Boeing business jet, which it describes as essentially a flying palace with a king-size bed, boardroom and gold-plated espresso machine. Then, for when you need to do your travelling, of course, without being in the air, spend another 20 million on a 110-metre super yacht with a submarine garage, 3 hot tubs and a crew who can speak all sorts of language, potentially even dolphin. After that, you'd still have 20 million left. Blow it on cars. Spend it all on cars. Spend 3 million to buy 15 supercars of all kinds. You could get an armoured, bulletproof Mad Max SUV for 1.5 million. Or it also recommends a Formula One simulator room to keep you out of trouble on the roads. Just some of the other, you know, glorious once-in-a-lifetime expenses you could do. Apparently the rate to hire Morgan Freeman to narrate your life for a day is about $2 million. Commission a giant golden statue of yourself riding a velociraptor. I mean, there is a new Jurassic Park out. Why not? Clothe your dog exclusively in Versace and Gucci for $500,000. I mean, I'm not big into the dog clothes, but I can see it. Robot butler. Get NASA to send stuff into space for you. This is all the kind of stuff you do if you were just throwing money around. And then, of course, it gets into, you know, start a foundation, help the local kids, all that kind of stuff. But I wondered, with this kind of money, but firstly, what would you do with it? Could you even spend all of it? But I wanted to work out, how would you live? And the way I would do it, you've got 250 million. Invest a big chunk of it. That sounds boring, I know, but the idea is live off the interest. So if you took 200 million of your 250 million and invested it in some pretty safe stuff, government bonds, low risk, low yield government bonds, you get a 2% return, which is tiny. You'd get 4 million a year. You could live on 4 million a year for the lowest of low risk investments. If you got a 4% return, which would be a bit higher, you could get obviously 8 million. And then it lists all sorts of suggestions that if you did a bit of fairly safe management of your funds, as well as having 50 million to play with to do whatever you like, you could pretty comfortably earn in the region of 10 to 14 million a year, just living off the interest, living off the money. God, it doesn't sound too bad, does it? Big headaches to have, headaches that I will never have. 4% return on 200 million, 8 million a year. That's 666,666 euro a month. Or, just to break it down, a cool 22 grand a day, just from your interest. Not bad. Not bad if you can get it. What would you do with it? I'm sure we'll be talking about this on News Talk, and we'll be keeping up to date on who the winner is if they come forward. Are they a syndicate? Are they a family? What are they? Will they make themselves public? I wouldn't do it. I'd be like, I'd have some sort of strategy to keep myself hidden. I think I'd actually work. I'd keep working for a few weeks just to wait until the heat is off and then disappear somewhere down the line when no one is suspecting. Oh yeah, your man might have 250 million there. We should go and rob him. No, thank you. Good luck. I'm gone. What would you do with it? What would be your fantasies if you had, once again, a quarter of a billion dollars? Let us know.